Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Thursday, January 13th. And today, we got a lot to talk about because I was on the air with CBS Mornings. Ostensibly, I started this whole segment thinking like, oh, we got to do a deep dive into housing. We get so many housing questions. So I pitched them the idea about talking about housing because you guys ask so many housing related questions. That was all well and good. But then when they moved the day around and all of a sudden, the day that they selected was yesterday, and I was supposed to go on the air literally 3 minutes after the inflation report came out. So I got to answer a quick question off the top about inflation. But let's just talk about inflation for a second, because the consumer price index was up by 0.5% in December from the previous month. And that really amounts to a year-over-year gain in prices of 7%. That is the highest level of inflation since June of 1982. So this was a terrible report. Overall, inflation running very hot level. Food prices up by 6.3% from a year ago. Proteins, meats, poultry, fish, eggs fell a little bit during the months, but they're up 12.6% from a year ago. And think about this. Comfort food, candy, 4.5% higher than a year ago. Snacks up 5.6%. So these are big numbers and not nearly as big as some of those big ticket items like cars. New cars up 11.8% from a year ago. Used cars, don't buy a used car, gang, 37% higher. Energy up 29%. All this is really crazy. It feels like we're in this different zone of an economy. Many of you are young enough that you may have never actually seen any sort of inflation numbers like this. What does it mean? It means that the Federal Reserve better get busy. I mean, this is sort of the not just a yellow flag. This is a red flag. They better be on high alert. The Fed is going to meet once in January. I don't think they do anything at that meeting, but maybe they could because this number really stinks. Then in March, we start with the short-term interest rate increases. I think at least 4 quarter-point increases, no doubt about it. And by the way, when I talk about this just off the top, remember the numbers had just come in, so we didn't go into huge detail. But these numbers are eye-popping, they're important. And for most of you, you can't do anything about it. I think the good news is that prices will start to come down this year, but we're not going back to sub 2% inflation. It's just not happening. Okay. Now, the rest of the segment, we're going deep on housing. And it's a really important topic because the housing market has experienced its own inflation. So we know prices are up pretty dramatically, and you guys are experiencing that yourselves. So we're going to go into a deeper dive on housing. And this is with my friends at CBS Mornings. We have Nate, we have Gail, and we have Tony. So here's the segment.
This morning, we're looking at the hot housing market and the soaring prices of homes. The median new home price in November was more than $400,000 and more than $350,000 for existing homes. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us right now. Good morning, Jill. How are you doing?
What do you call her, Nate?
I'm doing well. Please don't ask me to wait. Yeah, exactly. And don't wait. Let me weigh in about underwear on this segment, please.
we'll talk to you during the commercial break about that. And you're right, Gail. I call her Dollar Jill, y'all, because she helps us save our dollars. Now, listen, we'll get to the housing market in a minute. But the government, they just released new data about rising prices. What can you tell us about that? And also, should we be worried?
Well, unfortunately, inflation is with us. We all know it. We see it every day. Food, energy, pretty much everything. In fact, the consumer price index up 7% from a year ago. That is the hottest pace of inflation since June of 1982. So this is not great news for consumers. I think the better news is that the Federal Reserve completely is on top of this. 6-12 months ago, they were telling us this is temporary. We shouldn't worry. Now they're worried. They are likely to raise short-term interest rates as soon as their March meeting. So we'll likely see at least 4 quarter-point increases this year. But yesterday, Jerome Powell testified before Congress. And you know what he said? He's like, hey, if we have to go faster, we will. And I think this is really a warning sign to the Fed to get moving.
Jill, the housing market has been hot for over a year now. Big supply of homes, which there isn't, but there is a high demand for home buyers. Is that starting to change?
Well, look, I mean, the housing market has really shown huge gains in both activity and prices. We know that. But you're right. It is a supply issue. If you look at this, the number of existing homes, that's houses that have already been built, right, that are right. for sale, that inventory is down 13.3% from a year ago. That means that a typical house in November sold, are you ready for this, in 18 days, 83% of homes sold within a month. So this is a hot market still. It is starting to taper off a little bit. So we are expecting prices to ease off a little bit, and activity is going to continue to ease off this year.
Yeah, let's talk about the prices, Jill, because, you know, the statistics show that the average price of a new home is $400,000. That's also the price of the existing homes, which seems very high to me. Why do you think it is so high? Well, number one, is it high? Is it a high price?
Well, listen, it's hot. We're in a hot housing market that is starting to taper off, but it is still very difficult to find a house. Again, it's that supply issue, but it's also demand, obviously. If you look at the activity numbers and we look at the year 2020, we came into the year before COVID with not that many houses on the market and not that many houses being built. Then there's this huge surge of demand, not a lot of supply, and boom, you have high prices. Unfortunately, if you're looking for a house, I don't think that condition is going to actually change anytime soon, but we are seeing prices start to slow down just a little bit as more homes come on the market and also as mortgage rates start to creep up.
Jill, would you warn people against a possible bubble when it comes to the housing market? When I hear about average prices being at $400,000, that is a lot. Right. That's a lot for the average earner for sure. Could it go down and go down fast?
Well, I think that when you hear these price increase numbers, it's very easy to take ourselves back to the mid-2000s and freak ourselves out. I don't think we need to be as concerned, simply because if you look at that period of time, there were people getting loans with no income, no documentation, huge amount of borrowed money to bet on the housing market. Today, we're actually seeing a large portion of all cash transactions. In fact, borrowers are finding that they really are in back of those all cash transactions. So I think that there's a frenzy that is based on supply and demand, but it's not piled on high with all that borrowing or leverage.
Jill, should those who are thinking about selling their home act right now?
This is so difficult because when I think of people who contact me on my podcast and they say, well, I really want to sell my house, but, and the but is, there's no place to go. You've got to still find another house to buy if you want to. And a lot of people who have tons of money that's locked away in their homes, they're uncomfortable renting. Conversely, if you're someone in your starter home and you're thinking about moving up, maybe you can't find a house. And more importantly, you might have that ultra low mortgage rate that you don't want to give up.
Good point.
I like that point. Starter home. What should you consider? How do you know what's affordable for your family? Just give us two quick tips.
Run the numbers. Don't forget maintenance. Don't forget closing costs. And never forego an engineer's report, please.
Okay, if you have any questions about maybe housing or maybe inflation or something else that's going on in your financial life, please just give us a holler. Our website is jillonmoney.com. jillonmoney.com. You can click the contact button. While you're on the website, please sign up for our free weekly newsletter. It's free. Comes out every week. Mark does all the work, which I love. Okay, so there it is. It's another show in the can. Tomorrow, we have a very special guest star coming on the program. It's going to be so much fun for me and Mark. We'd like to remind you here at the program to please do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.